Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, admission charges to all fee-paying open OPW heritage sites are being waived as part of the government's recovery and reopening plan outlined in The Path Ahead. And for more on this announcement, I'm joined now by Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister of State in the OPW. And thank you very much, Minister, for joining us this evening. We'll speak about that new initiative about the OPW in just a moment. But first, I'm sure you're aware we've been discussing it on the programme, and I'm sure you've been discussing it yourself in political circles about this ransomware attack on the health service executive and speculation it could take days to return to normal, if not longer, after being shut down today. Do you have any latest update on that? We were speaking to the HSE at 5 o'clock.
I haven't, Sarah, and thanks for having me on. Like everybody else, look, just as a citizen and somebody who previously served in the department where the office of the government chief information officer was responsible into, this is very frightening, really, look, that this sort of thing happens, but it's not unique to Ireland. I heard this morning on Marling Ireland that a similar hospital group in Finland was the subject of a ransomware attack previously as well. So it's not unique to Ireland. It just shows that countries, whether it's in relation to healthcare, education, finance, any area of public administration, we have to try and constantly be investing to be ahead of criminality. It's the new form of criminality, and the government is attuned to this, and this is why the National Cyber Security Centre, supported by the Gardaí and the Office of Government Chief Information Officer, are working to make sure that, first of all, we get the HSE IT system back up and running as soon as possible, but as well as that, to have confidence in it and to make sure the patients feel, in the words of the HSE this morning, that their records are safe and that the HSE can operate to full capacity.
So also we know the HSE confirmed to Drive Time a little earlier on that a ransom note has been submitted to the HSE, the HSE saying it won't pay the ransom. As you say, this isn't the only unique of its kind type of cyber attack. This happens all over the world. It happened in the US, I think, just last week. And the ransom was paid in that instance last week. And we were speaking to Professor Barry O'Sullivan from the School of Computer Science at UCC earlier in the programme. And he was saying he thought, you know, it was more than likely we would have to pay the ransom. Now, the HSE is saying it won't pay it. Does that mean the government won't pay it, the state won't pay it, there will be no state money in any form from any department in any way handed over here?
Well, I don't want to speculate what the government will or won't do in relation to this. I mean, we're dealing with criminals here, and to be speculating on a radio programme, we're talking about criminals and how the Gardaí would deal with them in the first instance, I don't think we should do. But I think it just goes to show that as a small country, as part of the European Union, where the Gardaí will have support of Europol and Interpol, and of course we have our political detractors locally here at home who will say that the sharing of information through European agencies and international agencies is a bad idea. This morning proves that it actually is a very good idea, that while you have us as a small jurisdiction, we have to make sure that we collaborate and share and cooperate internationally to make sure that all of the best informations that are available to us locally here in Ireland are shared internationally and globally, because you can't fight these things on a localised small jurisdiction basis. You have to do it on a globalised basis, and why it's Minister. Important that we would cooperate internationally.
I mentioned a new initiative from the OPW in relation to heritage sites. Can you tell us what the plan is there?
Yeah, so look, I'm a former Minister for Tourism, and I have responsibility for the OPW sites all over the country at the moment. And going into this job, I know the importance of the OPW sites, but most importantly for regional and rural Ireland. And last year, we undertook an initiative that I wanted to broaden this year, because we didn't, I suppose, any of us realised that the pandemic was going to last as long as it did. So we've decided this year to make available all of the OPW sites that are paid entry sites, which would be the larger volume sites in terms of the capacity that the OPW has to offer free entry. So what we're doing basically is we're taking what would be at the OPW's own budget and making available €3 million thereabouts to cover the cost that we would garner from the fees and the tickets that would be purchased and making it as a contribution to the staycation and giving it as an investment into what we hope will be the staycation from the point of view of tourism and hospitality for this year.
We're almost out of time, unfortunately, but can you give us an example of some of the attractions that will be free, and how long will this last, do we know?
Well, it'll last from now until the end of the year, and we're talking all of the sites that from Dublin Castle to Kilmainham, to places like Ardfort Cathedral in Kerry, down to Charlesfort in County Cork, to Brúna Boyne in Meath, to the JFK Arboretum in County Wexford. We have them all over the country. And what we're asking people to do is particularly to go out in regional and rural Ireland. The waiver that we're giving people, we're asking them to spend that money in your local community, to spend it in coffee shops, restaurants, hotels, pubs, guest houses. The OPW are giving this money by way of a waiver. It's €3 million. But we're asking people to, the money that you would spend in coming into our sites, we want you to come into the sites in the first instance, but we want you to spend that money in the local community and invest it in your tourism and hospitality industry.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Minister Patrick O'Donovan.